the Lord, we are glad to be back today, and hallelujah. We'll expect the Lord to really move for you. God has given us something to help us through this time with this pandemic or whatever we're going through. But God has given us something to help us. So we're going to go first and we're going to ask him and we're going to thank him. You know, I was thinking about when I come in, I said, we're going to have a praise service, just thanking him, and just a whole service, nothing but thanksgiving. But I want to thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for doing what you're doing and keeping us from, Lord, hallelujah, the snare of the wicked one. And I want to thank you, Lord, that there are those, Lord, who just are making it through and they're trusting you and holding on to you, Father. I thank you. And Lord, you want to speak to them today, Father, encourages our hearts. And Lord, as we minister your word, here we are. Hallelujah. Anoint us to do the word, Lord, and get what we need done in Jesus' name. I give it all to you. I want to go to Isaiah. You still here?
Yep, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to go to Isaiah chapter 40, and I want to begin with the, we want to begin with the 25th verse. Praise the Lord. To whom then will ye be likened me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things? I'm trying to find out. I want to make sure I got the right chapter. I got the right verse. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40. Finally, 28th verse. Let's start with the 28th verse. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall fail, faint, and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The Holy Spirit has been touching my heart. Because I think most people are tired. I mean, if you're not tired, then I'm talking to those who are tired and are weary. This is a day and an hour, praise the Lord, that if ever we knew the word, we're going to have to hold on to this word. And so the Lord tells us in Isaiah 40 that they that wait upon the Lord, and you say, well, I've been waiting, so I'm tired of waiting. So you that's tired of waiting, let me encourage you, hallelujah, that this is the hour that, you know, you need to wait. You need to learn how to wait, hallelujah. And so, but he said that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, he don't faint, he ain't sleeping, he hear us, children of God. I want you to know that God is listening to our prayers. Hallelujah. And so I want to encourage you to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and I want to give you some scriptures to help us to know how to fight this devil. We get armed and dangerous. God wants us to be armed and dangerous in this day. So he give his power to the faint. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, what is tired? Tired means to, if you your strength and your energy is gone. Hallelujah. And a lot of part of your energy is gone. You feel like you just can't go no further. You feel like I'm tired. I'm tired of waiting. You didn't have things that you've been waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. But, you know, I'm encouraging you to wait on first. But he gives us how to fight these battles. And I want to go to 2 Chronicles. I love 2 Chronicles. The 20th chapter is one of my favorite passages of scriptures. I just love it. Hallelujah. When I first read it, I preached it, and I just love it. So I want to go to the 21st verse, 2021. This was the time when Jehoshaphat, hallelujah, was in trouble. Amen. And didn't know, you know, they had battles they fought that I'm, you know, I have to look and see, my goodness. But he bowed his head toward the Lord to the ground and Judah and all inhabitants of Jerusalem because they're getting ready to fight a battle of just people everywhere looking like sands of the sea. And he just didn't know what to do. And the Korahites and all these people had come against Israel. But Israel had some wonderful battles that the Lord fought for him. Praise the Lord. So here it is where he is asking God. He don't know what to do. And hallelujah, he don't know what to do. So he insulted the people, you know, asking, you know, I guess the people is around him. He, so he, here, look at this. He appointed singers unto the Lord. that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Wherever you are, this is the key to your joy, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you're down and you don't have, feel like you had no strength, and you've been waiting up on the Lord and say, when is he coming? He's coming, honey. All you got to do is do right here, right here. If you start to praise the Lord, this is what they did. They was in a, you know, the thing that you going against all these people, my goodness. What they did, they say, for praise the Lord for his mercy and do it forever. And if they begin to sing and to praise, I love it. The Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and the Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. God want to smite your enemy, and he will if you do this. When saints begin to praise, the heavens stir. When we begin to thank God for his goodness and mercy, the heaven stirs up. It does. Praise the Lord. You know, sitting down weeping about something, you know, hey, you weep a little, weeping during the night, you know, but don't when the morning comes, come on, let's get it. Let's have a morning in our lives. Praise the Lord. The Lord want to bring you a morning this morning. Praise the Lord. Where you can start to praising God. Because if you be praising God, hallelujah, Lord, an ambushment, it moves the heavens. It moves everything. When you begin to tell God, hallelujah, how great he is. And this is what I preached last week about how David, when he stood up and he talked about God and how God, he said, I'm going to whip you. Hallelujah. I'm going to do this to you. And I'm going to cut your head off. Hallelujah. He did that because he knew God. This morning, I would like to encourage you. Your answer is praise. Praise and worship, no matter where you are, no matter how sick you are. Upon your bed of sickness, you say, well, listen, just praise God. Thank him. Remember his goodness towards you. Remember how good he's been to you. Praise the Lord. I was reading Joshua. I love Joshua. But we got to the end of Joshua. I said, Lord, what did they do the next time? But in Joshua 1, hallelujah, they want to know, say, who are we going to send out? Who we going to send out, you know, to fight this battle here? This is a big battle. Who we going to send? And Joshua sent Judah first. Judah means praise. Beloved, anything we go through, send out the praise first. As my daughter say, get your praise on. Praise the Lord. You know, to tell the Lord how good he is, because he is. Tell him how much you love him and just worship him. Just praise him. That's the answer to. And I said, Lord, that's the answer. I got a little weird, you know, things go on and you get a little tired. And I told the Lord, I said, I'm kind of tired. You know, my strength and my energy is kind of gone here, Lord. I'm needing you right here now. And he said, get your Bible. And I got it and opened it. And I was surprised. I'm older and I've read this Bible many times. But, you know, when you read, when the Holy Ghost touch you, and bring you, hallelujah, into what he's saying. These are scriptures. We don't all read this over and over. But this is the answer. Say to yourself, this is the answer. Praise the Lord. This is your praise and worship. You know, hallelujah, after you done prayed and you done waited upon the Lord, he's going to move. But when he see you praising and worshiping him, the angels, there's something about it that stirs the heavens up. It stirs them up. I mean, it stirs up the angels. Your help comes, hallelujah. And that's what happened here. And as they begin to sing and praise God, God began to set up ambushments. That means it set up things the enemy didn't even know what was there. Praise him. When they know, they just been cut down. And so this is the hour today. I just want to encourage you today, honestly, praise the Lord, because God has encouraged me. And I want you to be encouraged, hallelujah, today, that no matter how long you think you prayed and how long you think you, you know, and your patience, weary means your patience running out. Tired and weary, that's what came to my heart. That means that your patience is running, but hold on. Have patience in God. God's going to see you through. God is going to bring you through. Hallelujah. And you that are sick, you know, the Lord told us in December to start a fast. And our church fasts and fast of 21 day Daniel fast of something that's giving up fast, I'll say. And we fasted, praise the Lord, begin our fast, and we still on this fast. Praise the Lord. And then he said something to me that I never heard. He said, mercy. And I said, Lord, okay, then we'll pray for mercy. Well, we know the country needs mercy. We need mercy. But we found out, you know, as a few got sick, the Lord showed them mercy. Nobody went to the hospitals. I don't remember anyone under no respirator. You know what I'm saying? God took us through. And then the third, the Lord showed me in the 91 and 3 Psalms, praise the Lord, where he'd be with. We was reading the Psalms. Hallelujah, how the snare of the fowler. And I said, God, this is where we are in a snare. Hallelujah. That's what you're in, sweetheart. You're in a snare. But God promised to deliver you from the snare of the fowler. If you got sick and you believe in God, somebody say, well, I did everything he said. I washed my hands. I did this and I cleaned off the stove and I did it and I did the doorknobs and I washed my hands 20 seconds. I mean, I counted. Praise. I did everything he did and I still, my fever is up and this and that. You got these signs of whatever. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. Praise the Lord. You start praising God. You're not going to go through it. You ain't going to be under no respirator. I just believe that I do. Because I believe God's going to deliver you. Praise the Lord. Because I don't think he telling us no lie. I don't think God lies. Do you? Praise the Lord. I think we just need to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, let's give him a praise that he's with us. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. I wouldn't say this, but you feel it in my heart. I noticed, I said, when I read this, I said, God, this is the answer. I love to praise God. And I think, I mean, I know you do. You walk through the house and up go your hands and you praise him. But listen, know this is the key. Know this is a weapon. Praise and worship is a weapon that Satan don't want to hear. He wants us to sit down and be, you know, Lord, I'm feeling in that. He knows that he knows how you feel. I say he knows the trouble we be in. He knows, but he said he wouldn't put on nothing up that we couldn't bear. And he said many was the affliction of the righteous, but he would deliver us from what? Oh, thank you. I know you knew the word. Praise the Lord. And he means just what he says. So I want to encourage you this morning. My heart just feel like encouraging. Because when I got it, I said, oh, Lord, this is the answer. And I read this many times. I love this is one of my favorite things to read in Second Chronicles. And I read it. But now I've read it. So now you've read it, but not read it. Now you read it and it just jumps in your heart. I said, oh, God, I'm so happy. I said, this is the answer. Praise and worship is the answer. Praise the Lord. But now some of you say, well, you know, I praise the Lord. We'll do it. Praise the Lord. Let's just give God a praise. Now, Father, we just want to thank you today. Praise the Lord that we're going to praise you and worship you the best we know how. Praise. We're going to tell you, Lord, how good you are and how you brought us through. Hey, hallelujah. We're going to tell you that, God. Praise the Lord. And we're looking as we do. We're going to feel our bodies begin to heal. As you begin to do what God tells you to do, your body's going to heal. This is the best medicine you can take this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say this is the best. I know y'all been taking Tylenol and Succinol and whatever, but you started praising God and believe it in your heart. Praise the Lord that this is his word. You're going to feel yourself healing. Your headache going to leave. Your fever going to go down. Praise the Lord. And you're going to be well in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I believe it with all my heart. God can do anything. You say, well, no, God, honey, God, we say this all the time. God can do anything. We say it all the time. But I want you to know God can do anything. I dare you to try it. You're going to be calling or trying to get hold of something. Hallelujah. You know you told the truth. No, the Bible told the truth. Because as they begin to worship, God began to work for him. So, and as you begin to worship God and praise him, praise the Lord, he's going to work for you. It's as simple as that. The message is so simple. I don't have, hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know. The Bible says he gives, I wrote this down, that he gives power to the faint. So if you faint and you down and you trying to, God, trying to make it. And right now, there's some of you are in the hospital. And I don't know how many listen now, but I just want to tell you that the Lord told me, say, go and tell them to praise me. And worship me, and I'll give them the answer. And that's what, you know, when they went around, you know, Jericho, I'm thinking about Joshua, when they went around Jericho, they blowing horns and praising God, people looking at them crazy, what in the world? But as they was blowing horns, the angels getting ready to tear that wall down. You start to praise God, God is, listen, ooh, ain't nothing he gonna do. I'm feeling this myself. Oh my God, I'm gonna have something to tell some testimonies too. Because you know the Lord is who he say he is. And he began to tell me, he said, you know, things I used to sing. You know how you sang in the car? You know, so I sung all the way to church here. Praise the Lord. I sung songs I didn't know and made up some words and sung from my heart and sung that I love you. And the Lord, I'm so glad you're in my life. And I just, things I couldn't think of, I just sung. Praise the Lord. And you know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like we're going to whoop this devil. pray. I feel like we gonna overcome. I feel like he done gave us a key, and it looks so simple, and it is simple. God don't have nothing hard to tell us. You know, he give us something simple, and the simple thing is that now you open your mouth and don't sit there moaning and groaning. You start to praise and thanking God for who he is, and that you are a child of God. My God, I thought about, Lord, I was looking at something on nature. I love nature. And I was looking at all the beautiful things that God had made. Praise the Lord. And I was looking at the elephants and the tiger. Praise the Lord. And I was thinking, I said, oh, God, you're just so good. That's such a beautiful animal. And look how you made the seas and everything. God is so good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to leave you with this thought. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you need us to pray for you during this time, you can get in touch with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we will pray. Hallelujah, with you to help you. Praise the Lord. But this message, may it help you and deliver you. So that is the answer. Praise and worship is the answer. Praise the Lord. So I gave you the answer, Saints. Get on it. Praise the Lord. But we want to do pray for those. And come on now, we're going to pray for these people that, praise the Lord, that's sick. Hallelujah. We're going to join hands. That's because if you said if two of us join hands, hallelujah, Jesus. And in your mind, I want you to join hands with us. Come on. And you feeling a little bad this morning, your head trying to hurt and everything, and the devil said, ooh, you got COVID. I want you to join hands. Yes, Lord. So I want you to say, you know, because it says that, I will read that. If anything, two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we should ask. Is that right? It shall be done of them of my Father, which is in heaven. Praise. Are you ready? Praise. And so by faith, join hands with us tonight, today. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Everyone, Lord, that's think they're coming down with something, God. I got a headache. Hallelujah. Jesus, feeling bad. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're praising you and we're thanking you for what you're doing right now. You done told us the answer. We're going to try it. We ain't going to sit out. No, we're going to try this. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, Father. Touch everyone, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With a sign of this COVID, touch them. And those that's in the hospital, hallelujah, with COVID, I pray that you would touch them. Hallelujah. And let them, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, touch them today. Touch them in Jesus and deliver them, God, by your spirit and by your mighty power. You're able, God. You're able, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We touch and agree and we believe it. In Jesus' name. And for our brethren that maybe I hope they'll listen to, hallelujah, the Hearns, I pray that you would touch them. Praise that I know they're praisers. Hallelujah. So we're going to be praisers. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I thank God for Jesus today. Praise the Lord. Get your praise on, honey. That's your answer, honey. Get your praise on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so if you want to get in touch with us, you know, hallelujah, Jesus, you can write, you know, to Box 434 in Winsfield, Missouri. Hallelujah. Just say Sister Davis, hallelujah, Box 434, Winsfield, Missouri, 63385. And we'll answer if you call us or write us or whatever. We're there for you. And so I just want to thank God for today. I'm feeling good. Hallelujah. Get my praise on. Hallelujah. I'm going to come up with some songs. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. And so I just want to thank the Lord today. Praise the Lord and love you. Hallelujah. We love you and we thank God for you. Thank you for you listening. Praise the Lord. I'm so full of praise and worship. I think that was in my heart all night. Praise and worship. Gotta praise and gotta worship. And thank you, Jesus. So God be with you and God go with you. Praise the Lord. And the Lord let his light shine upon you. Hallelujah. And he give you his peace in Jesus' name. God bless you.